Bert's mother, Frances Hinkler, played an important role in his aviation career. From the very beginning, she was there supporting his ambition in any way she could. She would accompany Bert and his friends on the 14-kilometre journey down to Mont Repos so he could test his glider designs in the ocean winds. They would prepare the glider for towing by removing the wings, strapping them to the fuselage, and transforming it into a trailer, which they would tow behind a horse-drawn buggy on the long trek to the beach. Once there, Mrs. Hinkler would set up the campsite while the boys reassembled the glider and hauled it out onto the sand dunes. In later years, she would always be the first to greet him on arrival in Bundaberg, glowing with motherly pride for his record-breaking flights. The deep gratitude Bert felt towards his mother for her supportive role in these early years is evident in the affectionate letters written to her throughout his adult life. Many of these are held in the collection and can be viewed using our interactive database.
Using practical experience and information gleaned from aviation magazines, Bert Hinkler designed and built his first glider in 1911. You can see a model of this glider at the Hinkler Hall of Aviation in North Bundaberg. The frame was made of light timber, covered with strong calico fabric, secured onto the airframe with dope, a glue paste made mixture from flour and water. Construction took place both in a shed and under the shade of a mulberry tree in the Hinkler's backyard. Bert was a do-it-yourself man, and to shape the timber, he devised a homemade steam chamber from a primer stove, a box, some rubber tube, and a kettle. Many metal parts were fabricated at the Bundaberg foundry, with friends and co-workers helping out with the more difficult items. Even his mother's ironing board was pressed into duty, serving as the pilot's platform. Hinkler's first experiments with flight were successful, and thus began a brilliant career in aviation.